Hi. This week, the question is this. Is Christianity a violent religion? First, let me begin by saying that the purpose of this message is not to inspire hatred for any group of people. It's merely an effort to answer some legitimate questions and concerns people have expressed. It is admitted that some people who call themselves Christians have practiced violence in the past. For example, in the Crusades, in the Spanish Inquisition, in the Salem witch trials, and so on. The question that we're wishing to explore here is this. Was Christianity originally established by violent means, and was violence taught by the founder of Christianity? When people who call themselves Christians use violence, are they acting in accordance with the teachings of Christ, or are they disobeying what he taught and exemplified? Well, to ask this question is to practically answer it. It is a well-known fact that Christ practiced and preached nonviolence. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect." Well, passages like this can be multiplied. Over and over again, Jesus taught his disciples to love their enemies. When Jesus was on trial before the Roman governor, he said this in John 18, verse 36, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." When Peter pulled out a sword and he struck a servant of the high priest, listen to what happened in John chapter 18, verse 10 and 11. "Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. So Jesus said to Peter, 'Put your sword into the sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which my Father has given me?'" Again in Luke 22, verse 50 and 51, "And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus answered and said, 'Permit even this.' And he touched his ear and healed him." Now think about this. Jesus healed the one who was arresting him. As he was dying on the cross, Jesus prayed in Luke 23, verse 34, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." When the disciples were sent out, Jesus told them in Matthew 10, verse 16, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves." After Jesus had resurrected from the dead and had ascended back into heaven, the 12 apostles carried on the work which the Lord had begun. What did they teach people as they went out into all the world? Well, listen to them in Romans chapter 12, verse 18. The apostle writes, "If it's possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." In 1 Peter 3, verse 10, "For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it." In Hebrews 12 and verse 14, "Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord." Well, the point of this study is simply this. Jesus and his apostles taught men in order to convert them. Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. They did not use force of arms to coerce anyone into becoming a Christian. Instead, they used persuasion and reasoning. Acts 17, verse 2. After people were converted, they taught them to love their enemies. Matthew 5, 44 and Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. When people call themselves Christians and then use violence and hatred to intimidate others, they're acting contrary to the Lord who founded Christianity. Next, we will ask this question. When Muslims use violence, hatred, and intimidations on others, are they acting contrary to the founder of their religion? Or are they merely following in the teachings and footsteps of their founder? Well, we invite you to call next week as we explore that question. In the meantime, how should Christians act toward Muslims? They should love them, as we have already noted in our study. Christians should try to reason with others and persuade them, if possible. But never should Christians use violence or hatred against those who are opposed to Christianity. Some of the callers to this program have expressed hatred toward us because we have explored questions about the Islamic faith in light of the terrorism which struck the nation on September 11, 2001. For those who disagree with us, we're open for discussion, but we will not return insult for insult. We pray that those who use profanity, hatred, and violence, we pray for you, hoping that we might have profitable, civilized discussions in the future. Well, thanks for listening to the message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.